Blog Talk Radio.
How do you contact Mona? Her website is thepsychicview.com and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Mona is available for special events, VIP receptions, Las Vegas trade shows, and personal readings in Las Vegas by appointment. Mona holds the privileged psychic arts license through the City of Las Vegas and is the published author of Chanting Life, Wisdom and a Dice Toss. Call 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Remember, Mona changes lives one at a time.
The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
Well, good morning, everybody, and happy Sunday. Happy first Sunday in June. So, sorry, I had a little weird computer issue last week, so I wasn't live last week, so we're back live today. I love seeing these calls all lined up. Makes me very happy. So I'm going to go right to the first caller who seems to be holding the longest, area code 916. Hello, 916. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. My name is Wendy from Sacramento,
California.
Oh, hi, California.
Wendy. Welcome back.
Hi. I actually nailed a panel interview with Franklin Templeton Investments.
Yay.
I feel like I aced it. Wore a charcoal gray suit with a designer scarf. I was ready for everything.
Yes.
One of the men looked at me, and then he said, "Wendy, you are not allowed to make any mistakes ever." I kept my composure. That gave me incentive to just be right there for any. I was articulate, and I didn't let him ruffle me. I did receive an email Friday stating they'd made their selections, but they were going to hang on to my resume. I'm hoping that maybe TRICARE or Kaiser Permanente might materialize.
Okay, so, you know, when you said the one guy said, "Wendy, you're never supposed to make any mistakes ever."
Yes.
And I have to tell you, I kind of think you dodged a bullet by not getting that job. Because here's the thing, if that guy's like that in an interview, you know, and even I'm of the theory that, you know, sometimes people think they're being funny, but they may be dead serious. And I actually think that guy was dead serious.
Oh,
you know,
he
I
was.
Really, I mean, you can never make a mistake ever. Well, geez, is that?
I'm
and I don't think that would be. Yeah, well, but that wouldn't be a healthy environment for anybody. You know?
Right.
So let me see what the cards say for you. Hold on.
All righty. Thank you.
Sure. If you keep being honest about the truths of what you do well, there's a job right around the corner here for you. I don't know if it's Kaiser Permanente or the other job, but it's saying that your cards are saying you're way closer than ever to a job. And, in fact, you might even have one within the next 2 weeks.
Okay.
So it's sneaking up on us, and I mean that in a really good way. But I also want you to do things to stay busy in the meantime where you're not just waiting around. So have you been checking in with the temporary staffing services like we talked before?
Yes. I actually emailed her Friday. I haven't heard from her.
Okay.
That was for the TRICARE. I think I may give her a call tomorrow because she said that there may be another training class in June.
Okay. Then that would be the phone call at about 10 o'clock tomorrow morning your time.
Absolutely.
Is that you call her and you say, hey, it's me, Wendy. You had mentioned that there was a training class in June for this particular organization, and I'm wondering if it might be possible for me to be a part of that.
I like the way you worded that, and I will do that at 10 a.m.
Okay.
I don't have a lot of confidence in her because I was very specific in our initial conversation. It went fabulous. She was very impressed with my tenor, and she presented my resume to the company, and they came back, and they were very interested, and she said, well, do you want to start for the...
Oh, yeah,
I
remember, Wendy, I remember this. See, and
yeah.
I think when we talked before, I think I suggested to you is anytime they have an opening, I'd be delighted to start. But I think that you were the one that said you pushed off the training till June for some reason.
No, actually what I told her was I would prefer June, but not if it's going to jeopardize me landing the job. I would start right away.
Okay. Here's what I'm getting is that the reason why you're getting that weird vibe from her is that she got this thought in her mind that you weren't that interested.
So that's why
it's good that you call her tomorrow and you say, you know, basically what I just said, that hey, it's me, Wendy. You know, there's that try job coming up, and I'm, you know, wondering if I can be a part of that June training class.
Sure.
Okay.
Okay.
Because
I will
she probably will have forgotten the conversation from before, and you kind of want her to.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
All right, gal pal.
And I'll be
Let me
very
know what happens.
Professional. I will.
Well, I already know you're
love
professional.
Your show.
Okay. See you later. Okay. Bye.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Bye. All right. I've got somebody here from the 478 area code. Hello, 478. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Patricia.
Oh, hi, Patricia. What's your question?
Just what's coming up for me in my love life.
Let's see. Well, there's a guy here. And I want to tell you, this guy's really easygoing. I like him a lot. Now, where you're going to find this a little strange is that he doesn't have any drama. He doesn't have any baggage. He's normal.
Yeah.
He's normal. And I like him a lot. And what I keep getting here for you is that you may meet him by doing something for training connected with a job or where you work in some way. But I'm also really a supporter of people learning things that are sort of accessories to being a good professional. And what I mean by that is if you were comfortable doing public speaking, or if you're not comfortable doing public speaking, you would hone the skill through, say, Toastmasters. But that means that you get involved in a professional group where a lot of other professionals are learning how to speak publicly, whether they do anything with it or not. Do you see? But I have to tell you, Toastmasters, and I think people that have been listening to the program for a while know this story, but the nice thing about Toastmasters is that I had no idea it was going to prepare me for a radio program. But it did. So anyway, but it's saying that you meet this amazing guy by learning something you don't know now that involves both genders, okay? Like let's say you were in a job where learning a little bit more about safety, for example, wouldn't be a bad thing. So here in Las Vegas, they do the OSHA, Occupational Safety and Health Administration classes, And I don't think they even charge anything to do them. I think they're free. So someone can go down and learn more about, you know, water safety and fire safety and CPR and all these different things. And most of the people that go to this, it's probably an 80-20 mix, 80% men, 20% women. But
okay.
it hones your skill in another way, you know, that it peripherally makes you more well-rounded. I did an event yesterday where there was this couple that they had financially achieved every single thing that they needed to have in this life. I mean, seriously, they didn't have to worry about money at all. They had a vacation home in Maui. They had a regular house in California. I mean, seriously, the couple had no money worries. And you know what was going on with them? They were bored out of their mind. Because the thing is that there was no quest anymore about having to earn money. They had every material thing they needed. They had their health. And now they were bored. So I actually told them, my suggestion for them was to be an extra in movies, to just find out places that do casting calls or start making, you know, silly commercials and, you know, for products that deal with people that are a little bit more mature, and send them send the little videos to the company. You know, like do their own commercials for companies. But the thing is that they needed more to do. But what I'm seeing here for Love for You is that when you get involved in a group or some activity that you're learning something that involves men, that's how you're going to meet them. At least that's what your cards are saying today. So there you go. All right, my friend, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
See you later. Bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 939 area code. Hello, 939. Who's this?
Hi, how are you? Julie, how are you?
Hi, Julie. What's your question?
Oh, yes. I was filing some court documents, and I was just wondering if the outcome would come in my favor.
There's some weird noise coming through your phone.
I know. Do you want me to recall you?
No, because then you'll get out of my queue, and so I'm going to just answer your call really quick. Actually, what I'm going to do is I'm going to turn the cards over, and I'm going to put you back on hold so you can hear my answer. But then this noise isn't coming through in my ear because it sounds like somebody opening a balloon really slowly.
Mm-hmm.
It's the weirdest noise. So I'm going to put you back on hold, but you'll be able to hear me, okay?
Okay.
All right, Julie, here's your answer. All right. So these are interesting cards. It's saying that the more diligent you are, the more this goes in your favor. It's also saying that you need to get creative about your issue in some way and that you can't rely on somebody else to get this done. This is all your effort. So you filed this paperwork, and what it says is it leads to a new beginning for you one way or another. So I want to tell you that it says here in your cards that you're incredibly good at what you do for work. What I want you to add to your job skills is a more creative side to you. But I'm telling you, this paperwork you're filing, and make sure that it's on a need-to-know basis with the people that need to know about it. This is not something where you spread it to all your friends. However, if there is a friend that can help you, especially someone you've helped in the past, you want to rely on that friend connected with this issue. So what it says here is that filing this paperwork leads to a new beginning for you, and that you get to leave the past or something really uncomfortable about the past behind. So it's like a new beginning in some way for you. So I hope that helps. All right, so I've got somebody here from the 863 area code. Hello, 863. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. It's Julia.
Hi, Julia. What's your question?
I would like to relocate. And, you know, of course, that means finding a place to live, finding a job, all that good stuff. So I wanted to see what you get for me finding a place.
So now here's the interesting thing, because my first gut feeling when you said you want to relocate was for you to relocate and then find the job.
Oh, okay.
In other words, choose the place you want to be in, Because what I'm getting, you have some very powerful cards here, by the way, and it actually says that faith is going to be your best friend. And what I mean that is you have a card, I use the Osho Zen Tarot deck, and there's an extra card in this tarot deck. It's called the Master.
Nice.
And this card talks about coming to the ultimate point of awareness in one's life to recognize that the best way to predict your future is to create it.
Cool.
Okay, now I'm saying that for a reason, because you don't need my permission to move. You need your permission to move. So that's why I'm looking at your cards and I'm saying, well, she already knows how to figure this out, that once she gets there, the job, she will find the job, even if it is something easy for her in the meantime.
Mm-hmm.
But what it's saying is that if... I'll give you an example. Let's say I wanted to move to Santa Barbara, California. All right? I live in Las Vegas. So let's say I want to move to Santa Barbara, California. I would look and see if there were jobs in Santa Barbara. But if I really wanted to live there, I would move there first and then look for the job. Because
okay.
If that's where I really wanted to live, I'd rather live there looking for a job than live where I am looking for a job.
That makes sense.
Okay.
Yeah,
so what it says here is just get honest about where it is you really want to move to, and then you're still going to look for jobs. You're still going to apply for jobs. But as you're applying for jobs, you're going to say, I will have established permanent residence by July 1st or August 1st or whatever your target date is, and that you stick to the target date.
Okay.
But it's saying that I have no issues with you moving, and I would just embrace the idea that you're going to move there anyway. So one of the best ways to prepare for a move is to purge. Start getting rid of things that no longer apply to your life. See what I mean?
Okay. Yep.
All right, gal pal. You got this.
Wonderful.
And it's funny because what it says here is that you could move as quickly as June or July.
That's actually my target date.
Yeah, well, because that's what it says.
Yay.
So all you do is say, you know what, I'm moving there first. You know, I could either be with a job there or with a job without a job there, but that's where I want to move. And then,
okay.
And then one of the things that I would do is before you move, which is gonna be the weirdest suggestion I give you, but are you ready?
Okay.
Before you move, I want you to learn how to play bridge. And then when
okay.
you get to then when you get to the place you're moving to, you look online for bridge groups. And that you get to get together with a bunch of ladies, and you know, some men play bridge too, but you get to be in a group with ladies that are smart and more resourceful than you because they know the area better than you. So when you say, you know, I've just learned to play bridge, I just moved here, I'd love to be a part of your group. And then when they say, oh, what do you do to keep busy? What, do you have a job? You can say, well, actually, I just moved here, so I'm in the process of looking for a job. So if you know of anybody, let me know. But
oh, okay.
But the first thing you want to do when you move to the new place is get involved with a group that's with people that you already know you're going to probably like.
Okay,
that would be my first thing.
Perfect.
And then the second thing is if you like to go to church, start immediately going to church.
Yes. Yeah, that's one of my plans, so yes, thank you.
All right. All right, my friend. Well, thanks for calling.
Well, thank you so much. All right.
All right,
have
see you later.
Week.
You too.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, I've got somebody here from the 402 area code. Hello, 402. Who's this?
Hi. This is Sharon.
Hi, Sharon. What's your question?
My question is regarding some problems I've been having with a neighbor.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's been bad. thought she was a friend and found out she's not. So
no, she's kind of
she's
a bitch.
She's got to be
on my spot. Oh, right? Seriously?
Yep.
I'm sorry.
I can't figure why she thinks that's okay. You know, I can't.
Okay,
you know,
so
some people, the way they think.
Here's the thing.
I don't know.
We've just. Okay, so here's what your cards are saying. Is that
okay.
If you do nothing, nothing happens. Okay?
Right.
It all stays the same.
Uh-huh.
What I'm seeing here, though, is that this woman has burned through friends her whole life.
Huh.
In other words, she does this to people all the time. This is who she is. Okay?
Okay.
So what stuff does she have of yours?
I can't really say, but it's worth a lot of money.
Then what you may want to do is you may want to get an attorney.
Right.
Or maybe even file a small claims court action with her.
Right.
Okay. And make sure that you have pictures of you with the thing that you loaned her. Okay.
Well, she's stolen a lot of my paperwork and stuff. She's come in the house and taken things.
Hmm. Well, you've changed the locks, right?
Oh, yeah, but, you know, it's real complicated.
Okay. Well, then it's more complicated than what I'm seeing, than what I can answer
okay.
for you here, because you're not giving me details that I can give you more clarity. But what your cards are saying is that you have a window of opportunity that you actually need to take action on this or nothing's going to happen. And the window of opportunity is actually saying it's connected with the number 4. So it's either 4 weeks or 4 months that you need to address this right away. And you can't be so wrapped up in the idea that you still want her to like you.
Oh,
because
I
know that that's a weird thing. Okay, I know that's a weird thing to say, but you have to go into straight on business mode here. Because
right.
The thing is that if somebody had a key to your house or if somebody had a way to get into your house and the initial
right.
relationship was your permission for this, and then you
right.
have found mm-hmm. that the person has, you know, so this is something that you've got to take care of or you have to let it go. This is not
yeah.
I'm not telling you that some ghost is going to come from the other side and help you with this. That's not how this works. What it's saying is that the only way that you're going to actually fix this is if you bring in some sort of legal action against her. And it could be something
that's not alone.
Yeah, there's a guy that here I don't like either. So what I'm telling you is that the only way you're going to fix this is if you actually, it might even start with a restraining order. But if they have stuff of yours, then the only way you're going to get the stuff back is by either filing a report with the police and getting the police involved, or taking them to small claims court if they've stolen something valuable.
Mm-hmm.
And it might be both things. And it could be as soon as you file all this, you get your stuff back. Or it could be as soon as you file all this, then they go, no, you gave that to us. It was a gift.
Well, there's witnesses that know that that's not the case.
Okay,
so.
But what I'm trying to tell you is that you've got to take
right.
action on it. You can't just sit there and go, well, maybe they'll come to their senses and give it back.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because they're not. This is what they do. You know, they initially get close to people and, you know, do what they do. And then I'm telling you, she's no prize and he's a dick. I mean, really, I don't like either one of them. So you're going to have to do some sort
beep?
Of. Pardon?
Did you hear that beep on the phone, Mona?
No.
Oh, my phone is hacked. They've got my phone hacked, and they
okay.
The numbers
so
and
what? See, what I would do is I would go buy a new phone, or not use that phone. I mean, it's here's the thing. I can't help you unless you're willing to go into some legal help. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, then,
I've done that. I tried to get the police involved.
Okay. Well, what I'm getting on the card. All right, I gotta go. Thanks for calling. Okay, got somebody here from the 617 area code. Hello, 617. Who's this?
Hey, Mona. This is Lisa. How are you?
Hi, Lisa. What's your question?
My question is, a young man has come across my path. We are friends. We talk, have conversation. I just want to know, what is the purpose of us coming together on a spiritual level?
You know, Lisa, I'm going to go to kind of a bigger vibe here.
Okay.
There's some weird mojo. I don't know. I don't really study astrology. I just sort of skim the surface on astrology.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if there's something going on in the planets. I don't know what's going on. But it seems as though a lot of really, and I'm going to say this gently, a lot
mm-hmm.
of really interesting people are sort of bubbling up. All right?
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And I don't mean interesting in necessarily a complimentary way.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so what I'm seeing here is a guy that is still sort of fishing for solutions. And
mm.
I actually see that he's targeted in on you because you have this amazing calming influence to his chaos.
Oh, interesting.
Okay.
Wow.
So as long as you treat this as a friendship,
mm-hmm.
and as long
mm-hmm.
as you make sure that there are boundaries,
yes.
I don't mind that you spend time with him. But I have to tell you, you know, I did an
event.
Actually,
we just our conversation is very brief. It's I just have brief conversations and that's it. We don't hang out. Nothing like that.
Yeah.
No.
He's not in a healthy place for a relationship.
Okay.
So I'll say that as a sort of I know this for sure moment.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But I'm also telling you that there is this. I did an event recently where,
mm-hmm.
and when I do events, I do these little mini readings just like I do over my radio program, but people sit with me for a few minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And I did an event recently where every single person who sat with me had problems. I mean, really big problems. And some of the problems they caused, and they know they caused it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But now they don't know how to get out of it. So they sit down with a psychic and go, so can you wave a magic wand and make it all go away?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what I usually have to say is, well, sometimes you just got to go through it. You know,
that's right.
If you can't go around it, if you can't go under it or over it, sometimes you got to go through it.
Right.
And so what this guy's going through right now
mm-hmm.
is a lot of stuff. And should the conversations get more intimate, and I don't mean sexually intimate, but just more intimate,
okay.
One
mm-hmm.
of the things that I'd like you to ask him is, are you getting enough sleep? Because he's in this very sort of tense place right now. So he's not mm-hmm. somebody I would put as a candidate for a romantic relationship,
mm-hmm.
but he is somebody that I would make sure that there were boundaries with.
Mm, yes.
All right, my friend. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. Thank you.
See you later. Okay.
Many
bye.
Blessings.
Bye-bye. Same to you. Bye. All right. I've got somebody here from the 856 area code. Hello, 856. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. Good morning. My name is Stacy.
Oh, hi, Stacy. What's your question?
My question is on the romantic side. I have met someone. His name is Steve. And we had a wonderful date. He's like thin to medium, 52. I'm 54. Great date. told me he blew me away. We talked for weeks. We were planning a second date, and things were going really well. Last weekend, Memorial Day, we didn't have definite plans of where we were going, but we had talked Thursday night, and we're planning on getting together. He's very sophisticated. He's senior management of a company, very, very good, classy guy from what I get so far. And he has literally stopped contacting me in the past week. I've tried contacting him a few times just to see what's, you know, keep it very cool, but what's up kind of thing. And there's been no reply. And I don't know if you can have any insight, but I'm curious as to what happened.
Well, I don't think this is about you, but I don't think that you're the only woman he's dating.
Okay.
And what I'm actually seeing is that there's something going on with work right now that he is totally involved in. So he could have gotten involved in a project at work, or some huge big client came in, or some huge project is underway. But what I'm seeing is that he's actually totally involved in that. And here you are going, hey, I'm still here. Hello. And he doesn't have time for that right now. So here's what I'm telling you, is that you do not do anything to contact him at all. Don't do anything unless he reaches out to you.
Okay.
But you go radio silence, okay? You don't, because you don't do anything. Because what I'm getting here is that when work stuff comes up, he's going to be all into the work stuff.
Okay.
And you have to
He has a very demanding job. Mm-hmm.
Right. So if you don't hear from him, and I'm giving you a kind of a big timeline, and you're going to think, I got to wait that long. If you don't hear from him by the end of June, then he's not interested.
Okay.
Now, and I know that sounds like a big timeline, but what I'm getting is that something's come up at work. Something's come up where he's super busy, and it has nothing necessarily to do with women, but he doesn't have time to have anything to do with women, as I guess probably that's a better way to phrase that. But what it's saying here is that I'm going to give you permission to check in with him at the end of June.
Okay.
So at the end of June, let me look at my calendar here. Well, let me take, I have one of those little tear-off calendars. Let me take a tear-off May. I'm going to look at June. June 30th is a Thursday. But I would do this on Wednesday the 29th because numerology-wise, I like the number 29 because it adds up to 11. And then it reduces to a 2, which is the number of partnership. So on the 29th, you're going to wait till the 29th, and you're going to send them a text or just call them up and say, hey, it's me, Stacy. I'm just checking in with you. Hope all is well. I get the feeling you might have gotten really busy with work. But, hey, no matter what happens, I'd really like us to stay friends.
Okay.
So what happens is that I think that you're going to get a phone call back from him. And he'll go,
After I make another contact at the end of the month?
Well, if he doesn't call you, see, I still think that you're supposed to connect with this guy, by the way. I just want you to give him space enough so he goes, oh, well, she's got a life. She's not waiting by the phone for me to call her. All right?
Mm-hmm.
And when you see him call you, do not answer the phone. Let it go to voicemail.
Okay.
I'm serious. And so when it goes to voicemail, then you wait an hour before you call him back. Don't immediately call him back. Okay. You just wait an hour and you go, oh, hey, I just noticed you called. How are you? Okay.
Yeah, I'm keeping everything positive. You know, the voicemails I did leave. Kept it light, kept it positive, you know.
Well, here's the thing is that had we talked before you were inclined to make that phone call, I would have told you to make one phone call.
I made a mistake, and I made a few during the week, and I regret that very much.
Okay. Okay, because here's the thing, is you can't chase them.
No.
And then, but on June 29th, if you don't hear from him, then you make a phone call and you say, you know, hey, I, you know, kind of lost track of you. I hope everything's okay. And, you know, no matter what happens, I hope we stay friends because I just think you're awesome.
Yeah, because he already told me before that I blew him away and how wonderful our date was and blah, blah, blah. And that he was very interested. So it is quite weird.
Okay, but you also want to remember that this guy's busy. I mean, he's just a busy. I mean, with his work, he's very all in with his job. Just be light and casual about connecting with him.
Mm-hmm.
And in the meantime,
mm-hmm.
it's okay to date other guys.
Mhm.
All right, gal,
I need
gotta
dating.
Go.
You. Okay. Thank you.
All right. See you later. Oh, by the way,
bye, honey.
Are you still
thank
there?
You. Yeah.
Wait.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know if you heard earlier, but the best way to meet men is to learn an activity that involves men. It's the best
mm-hmm.
way to meet men. Okay. So think of things that men like to do, either professionally or casually, and learn how to do that
okay.
too. Because
okay.
I'm
and in the meantime, you think he's dating other people?
Well, there's more than you here that he's interested in, and he should be. I mean, it's not,
mm-hmm.
you know, women are like, oh, I think you're interesting. It should be just me. But, you know, most people don't do that. Most guys don't do that.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So you need to find interests that involve both men and women, but maybe mostly men.
Yeah, I was just curious because he told me I was the only person he was talking to. So
okay.
So
something may have happened from the time that you had your date and now.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
So you can't try and grab onto it. You can't make it happen. You have to let it happen.
Absolutely, and I appreciate
right,
your insight so much.
All right, got to go. Thanks. Bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 661 area code. Hello, 661. Who's this?
Brenda.
Hi, Brenda. What's your question?
I want to know, since I had went through a divorce a year or two ago, is there any love or romance in my life coming up, or will I be by myself forever?
Oh, okay. So one of the things that I see with you is that you're still sort of reeling, or there's still some, I don't know, and maybe the word's not recovery, but there's still sort of an adjustment period about the divorce here that's coming up
yes.
in your cards. And I'm also
yes.
getting that things got really ugly with the
yes.
divorce. So there's that's still a lingering energy around you. And there is some guilt either connected with you or your ex-husband in these cards.
Yes.
So but having
yes.
said that, that's the biggest emotional energy to tackle is this guilt. All right. Now, having
yes.
said that, there is another man here, but his energy is waiting on the peripheral. It's waiting on the outside border. And I'm not saying that he's from Mexico or Canada, but I'm telling you that there's a guy that's sort of he's around you. There's the energy of you having someone wonderful in your life around you. But that's not going to happen until all this emotional baggage connected with this divorce is settled.
I gotcha.
So,
I understand.
So I'm going to give you an exercise to do that you may think is really simplistic, but I really want you to do it. Okay?
Okay.
Go to the dollar store and buy
uh-huh.
a Mother Mary candle.
Okay.
All right. And every morning, I want you to light that candle and say the prayer on the back of the candle.
Yes.
And I want you to say, gracious mother, please heal my heart from my ex-husband, or something like that. So
uh-huh.
please heal my heart with, and then say your ex-husband's name.
Uh-huh.
And do that
gotcha.
Every morning. Okay, because
that's
what
it.
I'm telling you here is that you both feel betrayed in this divorce. You both feel bad in this divorce. And you're at a point right now where you can't even talk to each other about it because it's just too prickly. And it still stings.
Yeah, because just like we went to the granddaughter's graduation and the guy is like, he won't even talk to me. He sits there doing his little phone like, who are you? Don't touch me, lady. Don't come around me.
Okay, what I'm trying to tell you is that it doesn't matter who initiated the divorce.
Right.
He's got this feeling in his head that no matter what he does, you were still supposed to be loyal to him.
Yes, I agree.
That's where it's coming from. And the fact that you put your foot down and said, no, I can't be loyal to you under these circumstances.
Right. Since he was an alcoholic,
Yeah, I'm just telling you. I mean, it's like I can't be loyal to you under these circumstances. And he's still not taking ownership. He's still not taking ownership of his own behavior. And so the thing is everyone knows.
Right.
And I want to tell you that
they
already know. So what you need to do is you need to finally get to the point of healing this, where you get to the point where you still surround your ex-husband in love and that you hope he gets the help that he needs.
I did do that, yes.
Right. And so you just keep doing that. See, he's not in a place in his heart to be able to do that back.
Right.
Okay? So you can't expect him to be evolved if he's still involved with his folly.
I agree. I see that.
See? It's all good, Brenda.
Because I mean, I just sat and I thought, I'm going to be really, thank you, and you have a very nice.
All right, see you later. Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, I've got somebody here from the 702 area code. Hello, 702. Who's this?
George.
Hi, George. You just called me last week or week before last. What's your question for me today?
Yeah, I didn't really meet her. There's this woman in the gym. There's an attraction, and I wonder, am I going to run into her again to be able to act on it?
Yeah, this says yes. But one of the things that I know about you, George, is that you get really, really intense with people that you like, that you get really serious really fast. And so what this is saying is that you'll run into her again, but you need to make it very, very casual when you talk to her, okay? And like you walk by her and you go, hey, how you doing, you know, kind of thing. And if you get this, hey, I'm doing pretty good response back, then you say, hey, you want to have a smoothie after, you know, we work out? Or you just, maybe the first few times, just, hey, how you doing? And you don't actually make any invitations. But it's saying that any love relationship that happens moving forward with you, George, has to happen slowly. Okay? And you can't get all serious real fast like sometimes you do.
Okay?
All right, my friend. Thanks for calling. See you later. Okay, I've got somebody here from the 630 area code. Hello, 630. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Jenna.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear your name.
Hi, it's Jenna.
Oh, hi, Jenna. That's much better. You must have had me on speaker while you're on hold. So what's your question for me?
My question is, I actually kind of started seeing a guy. His name's Michael. And things were going along. And then, and then they kind of weren't. And I'm just kind of wondering what's going on his end.
Not you. It's him. He's not ready.
Okay.
And the thing is that don't do anything to reach out to him. Don't do anything to, you know, I want closure. Don't do anything like that, okay? Because what I'm getting here is that you might have been a little too close to what he wanted. And I think it's kind of scared the crap out of him, personally. So by
now,
you
I just
not...
I feel like I... Yeah, sorry.
No, go ahead. What are you going to say?
I was just going to say, like, I feel like I kind of dropped the ball because he seemed very into it and very intense in the beginning. And I was kind of coming out of something. So I feel like I dropped the ball, like, a lot of... On multiple occasions, you know, where he was kind of doing these nice things for me and I kind of wasn't observant of them. And I kind of feel like it was like, was he just fed up with me? Like, was he like, oh, I'm doing all this and she's not doing anything? Or, you know, it's
okay.
Like, I don't, sorry. Yeah.
Oh, I'm flashing on, while you're talking, I'm flashing on someone that had a reading with me where he says, it was a guy. He was going, I kept doing all these nice things for her, and she didn't seem to appreciate it. And my response back was, well, she thinks that's just naturally what you do, and she doesn't think that this is that extraordinary that you're doing these nice things. She just thinks it's part of who you are.
Right.
Okay. Now, and I'm telling you that for a reason, because the thing is if he's racking up brownie points that I'm doing this for her, I'm doing this for her, I'm doing this for her, and she doesn't seem to be responding with doing things back for me, this is not the guy for you anyway.
Okay?
I'm just telling you. Because I also get here that he's not really in a place to be in a committed relationship. And you're still sorting out the stress from the last relationship you were in.
Yeah. Yeah.
So the timing's a little off, but he doesn't hate you. It's not like it's not like he's a bad person or anything. It's just what I'm getting here is that the emotional or vibrational timing might be a little off.
Yeah, that's what it feels like, because like, I keep like feeling like so drawn to him, but then there's a lot of like anxiety, like, are we on the same page? Like, what happened? Like, you know, so I get a lot of anxiousness too.
So what I'm getting with this is that he's not the one. Is that he was somebody that might have sort of acted as a little bit of a transition dude for you, but he's not the one, at least not right now. The funny thing is I actually think you're going to run into him, or there's going to be a communication with him sometimes in the next, you know, few weeks. And when that happens, just say, I want you to respond like, oh, it's so great. It's so good to hear from you. I just really liked you when I met you. I hope no matter what happens, we stay friends.
Okay.
Because if you put the parameter of friends, then there's no pressure.
Right.
Right? And things can always build from a friendship.
Exactly.
All right. But basically, I don't think he's the one either. We gotta deal with the emotional crap that happened with the last relationship. We need to look at this guy like, well, you know, there was a lot about him I really liked. So he's really close to being the one for me. But he might not be the one.
He was very, very close. That's why I was just like, you know, he just kind of made me reexamine like exactly what I was looking for in a guy and kind of say like, oh, wow, like I didn't know. I mean, he really just did open my eyes to, you know, like who I am and what I want.
So,
and need in a
so
relationship.
you're getting an idea of what you really want in a relationship. And if he was just a catalyst or someone to show you how to do that, nothing wrong with that.
I know. It's hard because I got really emotionally attached to him.
Yeah, well, but see, you're not supposed to, love is not supposed to be a trapeze act. You're not supposed to go from one platform to the other on a trapeze. You know, I mean, there have been women, many women over the years that have come to me for a reading. I've never not been in a relationship. It's like if I leave one relationship, I go right into another. So they don't know how to be by themselves. And I have to tell you.
I'm okay. I'm that person.
Okay.
I can be okay by myself.
Right. But I actually think, this is my opinion, that guys are more interested in women that have a life that they're not looking to define through a guy, you know?
Yeah, so, I agree.
So I'm you're not going to end up alone.
Okay.
So
is there new love coming soon?
was addressing that specific question when we were doing your cards. So, but
exactly.
You're not going to end up alone. The thing is, okay. is that maybe this guy was supposed to be your sort of mini cruise ship romance, just for you to actually see what you really do want.
Okay.
All right, my friend. Thanks for calling.
All right, thank you so much, Mona.
All right.
I appreciate it.
See you later. Okay, bye.
Thank you.
All right. I've got somebody here from the 860 area code. Hello, 860.
Hi.
Who's this?
Hi, this is Amy. How are you?
Hi, Amy. What's your question?
I don't have anybody in mind, but I feel like I'm very grounded and I'm very solid in what I'm looking for. And
mm-hmm.
the best part about it is that I am that person too. Like, I'm the loyal one. I'm the committed one. I'm the dependable one.
Yeah, and you're going to attract a guy that is incredibly brilliant but not very focused. He's
okay.
going to be really – he's going to be really scattered. And the fact that you are naturally a grounding wire for incredibly high-maintenance, interesting people.
Yes.
Which I'm actually telling you that you have lots of friends that are high-maintenance.
Yes.
Which – I have to tell you, I have a few high-maintenance friends, too. But the best part about having high-maintenance friends is that when you need to be high-maintenance, they understand.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. Yep.
And what I'm telling you is that the angels are guiding this man to you. And that
okay.
what's really interesting about him is that he's going to be interested in what's between your ears before he's interested in anything else. So
yeah.
this is a guy that is looking for someone that's smart enough for him.
Exactly. I'm the same way. It's like,
so,
Okay. The mind
so,
is fast. I need a good conversation.
Right.
I can't handle the sugarcoating.
Right. Well,
crap.
You can't. you can't do small talk. You just can't.
No, I can't.
So, right. So what I'm seeing here in your reading
yes.
is that if you could get involved with, I don't know, maybe there's a, what city do you live in?
I'm in the Hartford area. I'm in Connecticut.
Okay. So let's
yep.
say, because I'll tell you the perfect kind of guy for you.
Okay.
An engineer. Like a civil or structural engineer. And the reason
okay.
I'm telling you that is that what you may want to do is get involved with, see, here in Vegas, we have sort of a bike path coalition. With engineering,
okay.
with an engineering organization. And what they're doing is creating really good bike paths for Las Vegas because we have a huge bicycling community here in Vegas.
Oh,
we actually
wow.
are not all strippers. We're not strippers and showgirls.
No. That's amazing.
So,
that's great.
But
yeah.
but if you were to get involved in that, it serves two things for you. Actually,
okay.
three things for you. The first is you get to connect with a bunch of intelligent men and women,
yes.
right? Second, you
yes.
can say, well, look, you know, I'm a civilian, I'm a layperson, but I really think that this is a great idea. I'm really passionate about the idea of us having really good, high-quality bike paths,
yes.
right? All right?
Yes.
The cool thing about it is that then, of course, you might get a little bit more into bicycling, if you're not already, a little bit more into bicycling yourself.
Right.
But a
yep.
lot of times, I think really intelligent men get into bicycling specifically to calm their head down.
Interesting. Very interesting.
Can, right. So if you can just choose that as an activity to get involved in. So the way I would start to find out where that is I would go to a local sort of high-end bicycle shop.
Okay, yeah, we have them right in my town. Yeah, because
right.
there's also meetup groups, too. So I'm sure I can
right.
look up that online, yeah.
So
okay.
if you get involved in that, but then
yes.
but then you decide to be sort of a civilian volunteer for, you know, improving the bike paths or, you know, it's a little political, but not, you know, not choosing between Trump and Clinton.
Sure.
I mean, do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's what it's saying here is that you're not afraid of hard work to draw in
right.
the right man to you. You just need to draw in the right man by fishing in the right pool, or the right pond.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
So we start by, because you may meet, you know, CPAs, you might meet attorneys, you might meet, but the thing is that it's the intelligence that's there first.
Yeah.
And that the fact
yeah.
that you're into a hobby that they're also into, that's
yeah.
the great, that's a great foundation to start a really lovely friendship.
Right, yeah.
Girl,
it's like, okay. All right.
Thanks
Thank
for
you
calling.
So much.
See ya. Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right, I've got somebody here from the 480 area code. Hello, 480. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Mike. How are you?
Hi, Mike. What's your question?
Well, my question is, I'm killing it in the early stages of this new sales job.
Yay.
Yep, and the training wheels come off, I believe, in July, in the sense where,
yeah.
you know, we'll start to have quotas and so forth. And even though things are going really well, and I think there's a really strong perception of me, but I think it's basically in the sense of, well, you're doing great now, but I mean, because it could always change based on production. I just kind of wanted
yeah.
to see, I mean, it is, it's what, it's in that world, it's what have you done for me lately? So what I'm kind of looking at is maybe what the last 6 months might look, or the next 6 months might look like financially as the training wheels come off.
I want you to embrace the vibration that coincidence is going to be your best friend. Okay? Now,
yep.
I'm saying that for a reason. Being in the right place at the right time to meet the right person that's going to purchase from you. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And what it's saying is that don't get into the stinking thinking where you
yep.
start looking for reasons why it's not going to work. Because what I'm seeing here is that there's some huge success that happens over the next couple of months with your big power month of you really hitting your stride in September.
Okay.
So I have absolutely no worries about this job at all. I just want you to make sure that you're staying focused on what you know works. And that
yep.
you do it well. Because I keep getting here that there's this new adventure right ahead of you. And it's a little scary and it's a little unknown. But nobody does what you do the way you do it. And if you can stay in that vibration, I see nothing but success for you.
No, you're absolutely right in the quince in that mindset. And the minute I said I'm not going to fall into the corporate trap, I don't care. And I'm just going to do my thing. It exploded. And then I stopped, you know, because everybody in our class is just like, I got to make this number. I got to make this number. I'm like, it's going to come. I don't care. It's going to happen.
Okay.
I'm not worried about
so
it.
So I'm going to give you the secret to my success.
Awesome.
Right here. You ready?
Yep.
The people that are meant to find me will find me. And all I have to do is be aware of them finding me.
Yep.
So I'll leave you on that fabulous note. Thank you for your call.
Amen. Thank you.
All right. See ya. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View with Mona. Each week, Mona selects a fan from her Facebook page for an extended reading, so if you'd like to be considered, please like her page. Her Facebook page is Mystic Mona, and you may also follow The Mystic Mona on Twitter. Indicate Psychic View as a favorite on Blog Talk and be notified of Mona's special programs. Tune in to Psychic View each Sunday morning at 9 a.m. Pacific Time and call in to ask your question. Psychic View is brought to you on Blog Talk Radio for your entertainment and consideration. Mona is available for Las Vegas trade shows, VIP parties, and special events. Phone sessions are also available by appointment. You may contact Mona by dialing 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Or by going to her website at mysticmona.com. Thank you for sharing your morning with Mona. And remember, Psychic View, because the present moment is the gift.